there's a lot of references to the body that were important for me. So mannequin hands or mannequin heads, body parts that begin to tie into my interest in the performative and the body, which it's something that I work with a lot. With regards to the performative, it's not too obvious, but there's always some sense when I do a show about where your body is and making you conscious of your body. And in this particular space, perhaps something I should go into that was important for me, the store display aspect of the lobby gallery was important for me. And that sort of was another jump starter for this idea of making a store in the lobby. Basically, a whole window display, and I knew that because of the nature of that space, I wanted to maintain it as an informal place that people could come in and out of and exercise this very typical New Yorker type of thing of, you know, window shopping, which is kind of all over the place. So the people that would be sitting out in the cafe looking in have a very, it's almost like a performance for them where, you know, this the act of shopping or looking at something with a certain amount of desire because you know you can have it because you can, because that's the whole idea of the show. If you like the blue bathing suit that's on the grid, you can have it as long as you bring something in exchange. So the person that's witnessing that on the outside, it becomes almost like a dialogue between the people that are outside, the people that are in the show, because it's a little play on what shopping is all about. Considering that there's no money involved, but it's just the that performative aspect that I wanted to kind of play off.